is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Welcome to Our Mirrors Reflections with Andrea Jackson. Today, we have a special guest, my daughter, Brianna T. Williams. I am so excited to have Bree on my podcast. My baby girl is joining me today.
Hello.
Hello. That's it. What do you think we're going to talk about today, Bree?
You said we're going to talk about the Jay-Z situation.
Yeah, let's talk about the Jay-Z situation. I think we could just dive into it. I mean, I'm reading everything in the papers. I'm reading everything, of course, on the gram and all the social media outlets. And people are all up in arms about this. And I really just think Jay-Z is being a businessman. I also think he's being an advocate for Black people, for us. But we need an insider to advocate for us. What's your thoughts on this topic?
I think he's just being an entrepreneur and an businessman, and I don't get the all of the backlash he's receiving right now just because of Kaepernick, who, first of all, wants to be in the NFL. He wants to play football, even though he gave that up. He's a footballer at heart, and I think Jay-Z is doing his part as an entrepreneur, leveraging his money to make change. You know, he's not a Huey Newton. He's not an activist. He's not someone on the front lines. He's someone in the boardrooms who's really trying to use their money to make change. And I feel like that's exactly what he's trying to do. Also, I know yesterday when this all came out, we didn't really know, and we still don't know much about what the actual deal is. But today, sources are saying that he's going to be a majority owner of a football team. And I feel like that will leverage that position as a majority owner to make real change in the NFL. And I feel like that will do a lot more than taking a knee, which was great as a starter, but I don't think that was going to create real change in the long run. It was a short-term move.
I think that's a great response. I totally agree with you 100% on that. I think when I think about this whole entire situation of Kaepernick and how he was handled and how the league handled it, and as well as a people, and I say as a people, as me, as an outsider, what are we doing? Because I know there's a lot of my friends that support Kaepernick and support the whole movement. But, you know, they were still at the bars watching the games on Monday nights and Thursday nights and on the weekends. So how much are we really supporting our players? And how much are we saying we're down for the cause if we are still watching football? You still want to get on Jay-Z about trying to get into the league on a bigger level to see if he can make major change.
I think something that bothers me is the majority of people's extremely high and unfair standards or unequal standards of celebrities and people with money. Because although I cannot afford to buy the majority of a NFL team, I can afford to not watch football, and people don't make those small changes in their life, yet they want to hold people like Jay-Z to an extreme standard that they're not even holding themselves to. So if you feel some type of way about Jay-Z and you're in the NFL, why are you playing in the NFL if you so-called want to support Kaepernick? And the only way to do that is to cut ties completely with the NFL. That doesn't make sense to me. Or how are you holding Jay-Z to the standard if you still watch Monday Night Football?
I totally agree with you, girlfriend. It really doesn't make sense. So here's the thing that I'm starting to think. I really feel, and I said this the other day while I was away to someone, is that aren't we all hypocrites? That's going to be my latest podcast, but I just want to talk about it a little bit now. Aren't we all hypocrites? We say one thing and we talk one thing, but then when it comes to actions, we don't follow behind it.
People don't want to act. People don't want to do what it takes for change. They want to talk about change. And I do understand the age of social media. A hashtag can do a lot. You know, the hashtag MeToo movement, the hashtag I'm with Kat movement, it can do a lot. But at a certain point, you need to make real systematic change, real systemic change. And really, the only way to do that is to have a seat at the table. And I was on Twitter, and someone tweeted, I hate how people say that we need to sit at the table. We should make our own table. Are you going to make a National Football League? Like, what do you want us to do? You want Jay-Z to start his own football league? Like, what do you want to happen? All of these NFL players who have hashtag I'm with Cap on their jersey are still playing football. And Colin Kaepernick does not have a job. He's not playing football. He's not doing what he wants to do, what his heart wants to do. So, like, these standards are completely unfit. The standards you're setting, you're not holding yourself to those standards. And that's what I don't agree with. We don't know the facts of this deal and what this deal looks like. We don't know his goal with this deal. And we're really in the dark, and we're judging on nothing, essentially.
Yeah, we're judging on a situation where we don't have all the pieces, right? How are you going to put a puzzle together if you have bits and pieces of a puzzle? It's no way. It's going to just be a half-assed puzzle. So I think we should all sit back and we should wait. We should see what Jay is doing. We should see what the plan is. We should see what the final deal is, because I'm sure the deal is not completely finalized. We should see what the final deal is and see where he goes with it.
Also, I don't know how many of y'all listen to Jay-Z's music, but if the NFL did not only want Jay-Z, but also need him, they would not make a deal with him. In his last album with Beyonce, Everything Is Love, what did he say? He said, tell the NFL we're in stadiums too. He has subbed the NFL. He has told the NFL off. And there's no way that he's made this deal and the NFL was not near begging him for this deal, and that he's not getting a big piece of the pie and many seats at the table. So I'm going to have to stand by Jay-Z in this deal. I don't know what the deal is. If it is majority ownership of an NFL team, I do think that gives him a lot of power that he can leverage. And I don't know. I just think people need to really stand by the standards they're setting for other people.
I agree with you, Brie. I will say this, and let me just say this about Black people. I'm going to say this because I'm Black. Okay, we're so funny sometimes. We set these standards for ourselves, and then we can't live up to it. And then we want to set these standards for other people that we don't even know and count their pockets and their coins. And we don't even know what is it that they're doing. What is really happening behind the scenes before we jump to conclusions? I mean, come on, Black people. You know, we got to say that Jay has always, for me, I think, has looked out for his people. I think he's also a businessman, and we have to remember that. Businessmen are businessmen. They're going to always do what's best for their business. But also, I think, you know, Jay has shown that he's for Black people. He's for us. You know, he wants to see us win. He's talked about, you know, getting our credit up, taking care of our credit, taking care of our families. You know, there is no family if the man is not there and not taking care of the woman. So I feel he has showed that in his music. He has owned where he's had his mistakes and made his mistakes as a man, as a husband, and even as a businessman. But we do know this. He is a billionaire now, which means He is a smart businessman and he's got some smart people around him. So why would we not give him the benefit of the doubt to at the least, my people, I'm talking to you, be supportive. Instead of jumping out the gate to attack and to knock him down, why can't we just stand by him and beside him and support him to see what he's going to do? This is what I don't understand about us. Which side are we on? There's two sides. I hate to say it. Which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on your people's side? We as Black people, we have to stand together and stop this type of behavior that we're doing to each other.
So let me say this real quick. Now, in the press conference, Jay-Z said we're past kneeling, right? So if Black NFL players stop playing for 2 months, sat home for 2 months doing whatever you need to do, the NFL will lose millions, if not billions of dollars from you not playing. And if any of you want to say, well, I'll be out of a job, I can't afford to do that. Nigga, y'all make some of y'all make $40 million a year. I know a lot of you retire broke, but that's on you. During those 2 months, you could sit down with your accountant and actually figure out your finances, which is actually what you probably need. The standard you're holding one man to does not make any sense. All y'all had to do was literally not play for 2 months, not even a month. I would say 2 weeks. The NFL will lose millions of dollars. And that goes for so many of things that we could really band together as a people and do, but no one is really sacrificing because everyone wants to say I. Oh, well, I like football. Oh, well, I'm not affected by this. Oh, well, I need the money. Oh, well, I like it. Oh, well, I. No one's worrying but the we. If you guys really wanted to stand with Kaepernick, you guys could have stood with Kaepernick and not played football. And I'm sure you guys would have still had your jobs. Were they going to fire 98% of the NFL? Really? Is that what they're going to do? They wouldn't have no damn NFL.
The truth of the matter is nobody wants to make the sacrifice. Everybody wants to sit there and talk because it sounds good at the time. Now, I've been around a lot of people that talk a lot of ish, and it sounds great. But when it gets time to doing the work, gets time to get down in the nitty-gritty, ain't nobody doing it. Nobody wants to sacrifice. But now that Jay-Z is like, you know what? I got this money and I really want to make change. And I got to figure out a way how I'm going to get my Black king behind up in there to make change. And now y'all mad.
Also, all of y'all veteran football players who, if you saved your money, instead of spending them on women, men, friends, family, cars, watches, jewelry, houses, all these things you don't need, you guys could leverage your positions to buy into an NFL team so you too can have a voice.
And Jay-Z wouldn't be here trying to do it by himself.
Exactly. Okay?
Oh, that's Cardi B.
When that spreadsheet or that chart basically came out and showed, I think it was for the NBA and for the NFL, of the percentage of players that were people of color and Black versus the percentage of owners and coaches who are people of color and Black, does that not seem weird to you? Is that not odd to you? Those people, the coaches and the owners and the managers, they have a say. And I think that players should have a say. That's not how it's built at this point. Players do have the power to come together and to band together so that they can have a say, but no one's willing to make a sacrifice. I'm sorry, but taking a knee is not a sacrifice. That's the first step. I'm sure that was a sacrifice in the beginning. Now what? What's the next move? What do we do now? What, we just continue playing football and put hashtag I'm with Kaepernick on your jersey? Is that it? Is that the end all be all? Is that the voice you want to have?
That's not the voices that Malcolm X did. That's not the voices, you know, that our Black forefathers did for us. They made sacrifices for us to have the right to vote. They made sacrifices so we could ride the bus, we could ride the train.
They died. they were murdered. And I'm not saying, of course, not everyone has the heart of an activist. Not everyone has the heart of a leader. My point is that if you're going to judge And if you're basically going to have anything to say, you really should look at yourself and ask yourself, well, what am I doing? And I'm sorry, but a hashtag is not going to cut it for what you're doing. What are you doing? Are you going about your life? And then when something comes out in the news, you have something slick to say on Instagram, Twitter, or whatever it is. Like, come on. Like, we really have to figure out, what moves can we make? What change can we make? And as someone like me, who is pretty radical, whatever you would want to call it, progressive, whatever you want to call it, I can identify that sometimes you really just do need a seat at the table. Because like I said, Jay-Z's not going to make his own National Football League. He's not. There already is one. And really, two of them white boys can move right over and make space for him. You guys could have all resigned indefinitely, and I'm sure there would have been change, because the majority of NFL players are black, and I'm sure would stand with would kneel with Colin Kaepernick, and a bunch of y'all didn't even want to kneel with Colin Kaepernick. So really, in my opinion, no one should have anything to say about Jay-Z. No one wanted to actually do anything actionable. People wanted to do a hashtag, and people wanted to be performative. And I think that's part of my issue with. I think social media is so powerful and it can be used in so many ways for good, but I also think it makes people performative and it makes people just talk the talk and not walk the walk. No one wants to make any action. No one wants to do anything. You just want to use a hashtag. You want to tweet. You want to take a photo. You want to take a selfie. You don't want to stop watching football. You don't want to stop going to football games. You don't want to stop buying football jerseys. You don't want to stop giving them your attention. You just want to talk, talk, talk. Now we have a man who's potentially trying to leverage his money to make real, meaningful change. And all you can say is he's despicable. And you want to tell him that he's the black boyfriend of the NFL. Come on now.
We got to do better. We really have to listen. If we're not going to put ourselves on the front line, and when I say put ourselves on the front line, not just by hashtags or by talking about it, by with our money and with our pockets, change cannot be made. Let me just tell you something, a woman that was in the business world and watched a lot of deals and business go down. It's all about the paper. And if you don't have yourself the money to get yourself in that boardroom to make that happen, it's not going to happen. And Jay-Z has realized this is what he needs to do to get a foot in the door to make change for his people. And this is exactly what he's doing. And I just don't know why everyone is not seeing it this way.
And best believe, Jay-Z is using the NFL just as much as the NFL is using Jay-Z. Jay-Z is using the NFL just as much they're using him. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. And that's that. Like, he's not a stupid guy. I don't think he's going into the situation naive at all. And I don't think they're going to the situation naive at all. And guess what? Y'all are still going to be watching football on Monday night. So that's it. You guys are still going to be watching football on Monday night. And you're still going to be at the games. And you're still going to watch the Super Bowl. And guess what? Artists are still going to perform for the Super Bowl. So this is going to blow over in the 24-hour, 48-hour news cycle, and we're going to be on to the next one.
And there you have it. That's pretty much a doggone truth. So what are we going to do as a people? This is what I start to really ask myself. You know, I'm in a different generation, clearly, of my daughter, and I love and I'm so excited to have my daughter on this podcast, because here she is at the age of 22 and she is so woke, more woke than I ever was at her age. And I am learning from her. And to see this going down, that we're having this conversation that needs to be had, that needs to be discussed on this level. And I wish more people would take it from this perspective and not come at this man like he's doing something so selfish. This is bigger than Jay-Z. Jay-Z is not going to be here forever. I'm not going to be here forever. We have to think about our children. We have to think about our future and what legacy are we leaving for them? What roadmap are we leaving for them? What blueprint are we leaving for them to do things different from us, for them to have a really head start? Are we thinking about that? And this is why I started this podcast, to be honest with you. All the bad choices that I've made, all the mistakes that I've made, I really am here to not really air my dirty laundry. I don't think anyone has fun of doing that. But it's really to show the young ones, you know what, I made a mistake, and this is where I made my mistake. And this is how I made my mistake. Okay, and this is how you can learn from it, and not necessarily, you're going to make mistakes in the real world, but they don't have to be as catastrophic as some people like myself. You know, you can really take the map, see which different lanes, different outlets people took, and learn from it. What's your thoughts, Bree?
Yeah, I think that we're at a point in time where we really need to unite, and we need to work together, and we need to sacrifice the I for a we. And I think it's especially hard to do in the age of social media, where a lot of it is about ourselves and personal branding and selfies and what we think. But I think for us to make any meaningful change, we really have to sacrifice that and look at the bigger picture so we can move forward in a powerful way.
Well said. Now, the truth of the matter is, how many of us is going to do that? No, the truth of the matter is, how many of this young children are listening to this podcast today, moms and dads, you know, entrepreneurs? What can we do to make a difference? I just have to tell you, I just started this business maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago. I was in the world of finance for nearly 20 years. And I just will have to tell you, reaching out to my own for support is not the easiest thing. I realize with our people, when we need something, we know how to get those who we know who will give. And when the tables are turned and we now need help, it's a hard thing to get. We as Black people, we have to look out for each other. We cannot think that you are going to make it by yourself. It takes a team. For Jay-Z to have become a billionaire, he had to have a team that, one, he trusted, a team that trusted him, okay? Trusted his vision, because this all started with Jay's vision. He had a vision, and he put the right people in place for that vision to come to light, for it to happen. Now, I really want us to say, what are we as a people putting together? Are we thinking about, I need to get my brand going, I need to get my business going? Listen, I've been around a lot of women, and I hear the I, and it's very few women, and I could count on one hand, that I've heard them say what we need to do. And those women that I hear use I all the time, and what their brand and what their company needs to do, they're not so far. And you know what? They're brilliant women. They should be very far, but they're not far because, like my daughter said, they won't trade in the I for a we. Now, we can get so far if we start thinking of each other as a team, as a we, and not as an individual, and not as our company. What are we doing for our people? And what are we doing for each other? How are we building a team? That's why I do look up to people like Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, you know, everyone that has made it to that plateau is because they knew they needed a team. They knew that they couldn't do it alone. And little people like me is looking at these people and learning how they did it with a team. And if you have people that's in your life that's not using the word we got to get rid of them. They're holding us back. They're stunting our growth. They're self-absorbed. They're narcissists. And I've been around a lot of narcissists, and I can't do it anymore. And I'm looking at Jay-Z making major moves, but he's making major moves with a team and not thinking of himself. He's thinking of the legacy. He's thinking of the future. He's thinking of his children. What are we thinking about?
Yeah, I definitely think that parents especially need to lead by example as we're raising this next generation, the Generation X, because millennials are getting older. And I know in the news we see a lot about millennials. Millennials are naive, they're too liberal, they're too progressive, la, 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 la. But I think that we need to focus on the future, and millennials aren't the end of it.
You heard it. Millennials is not the end of it. We are just getting started with this young generation coming in, and we need to be accountable of what we are feeding them. And when I say feeding them, I mean feeding their minds. What are we feeding the youth's minds? What are we putting into it with our music, with the roles that we're taking as far as acting, with the video games that they're playing, what we are teaching them at home, how we are acting at home? Listen, I grew up in an era where it was do as I say, not as I do. Well, let me tell you, today's generation, they are not that type of kid. They're not that type of child. They are watching what we are doing, and they're going to follow right in our footsteps. So parents out there, beware of what you are doing around your children. Be aware of what you are saying around your children. Watch your actions, because they are soaking it up like a sponge. Like a sponge.
The adults, not even adults, like the older generation who has something to say about millennials, guess what? You raised them. You literally raise them to how they are. And don't blame social media. Don't blame the internet, because before that was the radio and it was clubs and the newspaper, and there was always something to distract, and there was always something the older generation could say about the younger generation that they did not get. It's not that. You are raising these kids, point blank, period. I do think that the age of the internet has changed just because it's grown so much, like the internet revolution, essentially. In the past 10 years, it's grown so much. And I think we have so much power in one device that we don't really even know what to do with it. But the older generation really needs to take some responsibility. And as they pass into their next life, they really need to think about how they're leaving the world around them, how they're leaving the environment, how they're leaving the world socially, politically, economically, because they need to actually take a lot of responsibility for how the world is right now and all of the negative things we're going through right now.
I am so excited to have my daughter on this podcast. And trust me, there's going to be a lot of Bree and I in the upcoming weeks while we are on vacation. And although we're on vacation, we decided to talk about this because everywhere I turn, I keep hearing about Jay-Z. And I'm like, you know what? I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting frustrated because he's one man and he's doing all that he can. I just want to know as a people what we are doing. There's one Oprah. There's one Tyler Perry. We could sit there and point the finger at all these celebrities. I want to know, as an individual sitting in your backyard, in your apartment, or wherever the hell you live, I want to know, what is it that you are doing for your community? What is it that you are doing for your children? What is it that you're doing for yourself to make change? And what legacy are you thinking of leaving behind when you're no longer here? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want you guys Instagramming me and texting me and emailing me about. I want to know, what are you guys going to do for change?
Just to echo everything my mom said in a few words, stop talking, stop gossiping, and just do. And if you have a criticism for anyone, you would be surprised how many times that you would have that same criticism for yourself if you just look in the mirror.
Honey, I can't close it any better than Bree did. Thank you so much for listening to our Mirrors Reflections. We have Brianna T. Williams joining me, my daughter. And to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at Andrea P. Jackson _. To follow me on Twitter is Andrea P. Jackson. And to find me on my website is AndreaPJackson.com. And to follow Bree on her handlers, you can find her at...
You can find me on Instagram at Bree Wills, 2 I's, 2 L's, and an S.
Okay, thanks for listening to our Mirrors Reflections. It's been real, guys.